WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A crash east of North Zulch on Highway 21 yesterday morning has killed both drivers. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision, reported at 8:45, closed the highway until 12:15.
At this time, it appears that we had an east and westbound vehicle. The eastbound vehicle crossed over the center stripe, hit the westbound vehicle head-on.
The victims, both from Madisonville, were identified as 20-year-old James Turner, the driver of the eastbound car, and 54-year-old Paula Colwell, the driver of the westbound truck. There are at least two former A&M student-athletes who've been the victims of an online version of identity theft called catfishing. TxAgs radio contributor Lauren Santa Cruz, who played tennis for the Aggies, says she found out through a friend someone was photoshopping pictures of her and her brother.
Some person was impersonating, talking to some girl's sister. The girl's older sister was like, hey, my little sister's talking to this boy. Seems like he comes from a great family. This is his sister. The guy that she was showing goes, that's Lauren Santa Cruz. I know, it's small world.
But he knew you?
He knew me because he was a tennis person. Because I played in Flushing Meadows before, and he just recognized me.
And you had no idea at that
point? I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How long was it going on?
I don't know.
Former Aggie football player Trent Hunter told TxAgs radio listeners he's had people impersonating him since high school.
It got to the point to where my little sister walked up to me and she was like, can you stop talking to my friend's moms? And so I'm like, what are you talking? I have no idea who your friend is or her mom.
Hunter says in one case he went to head coach Mike Sherman and filed a police report to clear his name. College Station police have made an arrest from a report of gunfire a month ago near the Lincoln Recreation Center. 18-year-old Marcelino Herrera O'Brien is accused of firing several shots out of one car towards another car on Eleanor Street. No one was hit in the December 19th incident. In a separate case, public assistance has been requested to find a dog that bit a girl yesterday afternoon in the area of Normand and Deacon. The large dog with long red hair and a white muzzle bit the girl who was at her mailbox. The youngster was treated and released for minor dog bite injuries. The College Station City Council at the end of the month has planned a strategic retreat. One of the topics, economic development, received attention at the council's last meeting. The second of three presentations focused, among other things, on incentive programs and other items related to recruiting new business and industry. Consultant Amy Holloway recommended adding city staff to work with projects.
Identify sites, navigate the permitting process, working with RVP when they have prospects in town so that you can attend meetings with RVP representatives and meet with prospects and sharing College Station's story.
She also talked about the city's quality of life.
And that's not just parks and recreation, but, you know, it's the quality of your roads, it's the quality of your schools. It's what makes a city really livable.
Among survey recommendations made by 100 local business owners were loosening development restrictions and requirements and speeding up the development and permit process. The 106-page report is on our website at WTAW.com. With the most freshmen in today's Texas legislature since the early 1970s, District 14 Representative John Rainey feels that he and other freshmen might be able to have more influence than they usually would. He says freshmen and sophomores make up nearly 50% of the body.
Those chairmen don't really want to be on that appropriation committee, too, because it's a very time-consuming committee. Last session, there were, I think, three freshmen that were appointed to appropriation, talking to another Aggie friend of mine, John Otto. He thinks that there may be five or six freshmen put on appropriation this year because of the number of people that are on that committee that will end up being chairman.
Rainey hopes the lawmakers will know committee assignments before the end of next week. Meanwhile, before the presidential inauguration, more than 250 Republican House members are holding a retreat. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien says he has some talking points.
We've got to start finding a way to get Medicare under control, and also to deal with Social Security so that these programs take care of today's recipients as well as those tomorrow that are going to retire tomorrow, as well as for our kids and grandkids. And so, and there are ways to do that, and we've done that in the Path to Prosperity budgets. But now that we're another $20 trillion of unfunded obligations worse off than we were this time last year, we're going to have to get more aggressive.
Flores says among the goals of the retreat are dealing with continuing resolutions, sequestration, and the debt ceiling. And one of the A&M system agencies has made its pitch to the legislature for more money. The Texas Forest Service wants an additional $27 million in order to add 90 firefighters and buy equipment. Associate Director Robbie DeWitt says it's necessary because the agency had to bring in more expensive out-of-state crews nationwide 2 years ago to help battle the worst wildfire season in state history. The House has recommended providing the agency with the same level of funding it received for 2012 to 2013. The Senate has proposed providing at least the additional funds the agency needs to expand. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Swernerman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses and maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosValley.com.
Beautiful day and a beautiful weekend in store for the region. Temperatures, they'll be warming up quite a bit by the time we get to Sunday. We'll have lots of sunshine today with a high of 55 to 60. Overnight clear, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Our temperatures will reach 60 and hold there tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, 40 to 45. We'll have abundant sunshine Sunday and highs will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fight Texas Aggies took on number 9 Florida last night and didn't fare very well. We'll share that with you. Johnny Football weighs in on the Manti Te'o situation, and we've also got an update for Lance Armstrong, too, from Oprah Winfrey last night.
She coming on to tell us about it? Or
sort of.
Just kind of got audio. Huh? Yeah.
Via tape.
You can gotcha. Just pretend. Imagine that she's here at Bryan Broadcasting.
No, thanks.
Oprah's people won't talk to my people.
Yeah, yeah. She could just sit out there.
It's because you're too far above them, Kevin.
Oh, that's it.
They're intimidated by you.
It's 7:14. Coming up, let's see. Next hour, we've got Julie Schultz will be here from the City of College Station. She's a College Station City Council member. And we'll also talk to Kyle Cassell. After his second week in the legislature, that's coming up in the next hour. In the meantime, as you mentioned, Johnny Manziel, you know, if you saw that story yesterday, apparently here's the text that was sent out. Too funny. So it seems that a certain unnamed, very recent Heisman Trophy winner from a certain unnamed college down south of here got a gift from the Ennis Police Department. While he was speeding on the 287 bypass yesterday, it appears that even though the OU defense couldn't stop him, the city of Ennis PD is a very different story altogether. Time to grow up, slow down, young'un. You've got your whole life and career ahead of you. Gig'em indeed. Well, that was a judge, strangely enough. His name is Lee Johnson. He has been a municipal judge in Ennis since 1987.
It's
So he's done it for a while.
He has. He's a Baylor grad, so I guess he was trying to do that whole rivalry thing toward...
Hey, no, he said Gig'em. That means he's in fair...
No, he said Gig'em indeed.
Oh, that's, yeah?
Yeah, Gig'em indeed.
Still, I didn't take it as... like a snarky thing.
That's because you're from Baylor.
That's right. You're from Baylor. Guess what? There are some people who have taken it as snarky. And
who was speeding here?
Well, Johnny Manziel.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just sounded like anything an old guy would say to a young person.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, really,
let's be honest. And in fact, he may be in a little bit of a problem because of that.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
from who?
Well, over the judicial standards people, because if you are, in fact, the municipal judge, you would have to recuse yourself if, in fact, Manziel appears before him. Yeah, no, it was probably not the smartest thing for him to necessarily do, but he wanted to break the news, I guess, that, gosh, let me see, a 20-year-old got a speeding ticket. I mean, it's not like
which really isn't news, is it?
It's not like he had a fake invisible friend or anything, but just saying.
You know, people are wearing invisible tape ribbons, because if we don't believe in invisible girlfriends, who will, you know?
I don't. I don't believe in invisible girlfriends.
I'm
no, I don't. It's very... anyway.
Or as oh my gosh, as Zach from the evening sports segment said, I had an invisible girlfriend once, but we still ended up in the friend zone.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, so forget gun control, the debt ceiling, or any of that nasty flu that people are getting. BuzzFeed says there are 25 other more important problems that desperately need to be solved. Here are some of them.
According to BuzzFeed.
According to BuzzFeed, it's not the debt ceiling, it's not gun control, it's not the flu, it's muffins that stick to the wrapper.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay. Because there's nothing worse than working and slaving to get the muffins done, and when you peel the stuff off it, you know, like the bottom fourth of it is stuck in the bottom.
That is terrible.
It is, and once again, that's the reason that they came up with muffin tops, right? I mean,
yes.
If you'll recall Seinfeld.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
When the thing doesn't go down far enough to get the last of the soap in your liquid soap dispenser.
Yes, that's so
that
annoying.
Is annoying.
See, it is. Remote controls that lose their back cover. See?
I don't really have trouble
as long
with
as
that.
They work.
Well, I know, but for instance, I've got one here, some here. Let's see. Yeah, that one, see? It's got no back on it. Now, fortunately, it's a one under the other type of control, okay? So that you've got one battery, then another one underneath it, so it'll stay in place. But if you've got a side-by-side remote control, you know, where the batteries are side by side, you could have a problem because if you set it down, the battery could drop.
What's duct tape for?
That's exactly right. That is what duct tape's for. But there might be something better than that. How about inoperable pistachio nuts? You ever had that problem?
Oh, ones that won't open?
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Terrible.
I'm just saying.
You, like, crack a tooth trying to get it out?
Uneven pencil sharpening. Another thing.
That is
I'm
annoying.
I'm obsessive see? About that.
How about USB drive? Really?
I like USB drives.
No, I'm back to the pencils.
No,
here.
When I sharpen pencils, yeah. I will spin the pencil inside the pencil sharpener so it's even all
I do
around.
That, too.
And when did you learn that trick? And who taught it to you?
I think I figured
it
out in third or fourth grade.
I mean,
I've got two people here, and both of them say that they figured it out themselves.
Yeah.
I will freely admit that
to figure out,
I will
Scott.
Freely admit that I did not come up with that myself. I saw somebody else do it.
I have a question, though.
All right.
As a kid, I mean, didn't you figure out, it doesn't take long to realize that if you gnaw on one end of a carrot, you can sharpen a carrot to a point, right? So it's just
no,
applying that
wait,
concept.
No, stop.
this sweater's unraveling in a hurry.
What? Why would you sharpen a carrot?
No, I'm saying with your mouth. If you gnaw
on
a carrot.
I understand. Okay, but I'm just saying, you used the term sharpen a carrot.
No, I said gnaw on a carrot. If you gnaw on one side of a carrot.
Do you have the audio? Can we go back and find the audio where she just said, if you want to sharpen a carrot, and you chew on one side of it. But
I
anyway.
Did not
we can't do
say
that until the hour's
carrot.
Over.
All right. You're not using a...
If our listeners would call in and
you're not using
stand, defend my honor.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But anyway. Sure. But nonetheless, I don't know that was anything that I was ever obsessive about. I would go and look, So long as I pull it out and I've got some lead exposed, that's good enough right there.
Probably one of those dull leaded pencil kind of guys.
Not at all. No, not at all. No, I like it to be sharp.
Once you just borrow a pencil and it's got tooth marks and no point.
Nope.
I just go to mechanical pencils now.
There you go. All right, USB drives that take up too much space.
What? I don't know.
What do you mean, take up
too much
space?
I've never seen a USB drive that took up too much space.
Yeah. Failed soda opening attempts.
Okay.
Horrible meat-to-bread ratios in sandwiches.
Yes.
When an author's name is bigger than a book's title.
That is pretty silly. Yeah.
What are books?
Yeah. How about this? When you open a new box of tissues, the first one is always two.
Or sometimes successive tissues, you can have that problem as well. Why are we talking about things that annoy us?
Well, that's what we're saying. This is BuzzFeed telling us things that need to be taken care of, not the debt ceiling.
Oh, this is what the government has to do.
You don't necessarily have that problem when you use toilet paper like I do.
Oh. for a box. Okay,
yeah, Kleenex.
Okay, I was going back. I was about to think of what are you using toilet paper for, but now I see where we're going. Hello.
Hi, I was calling that Kat did say sharpen a carrot.
Thank you.
Did I really?
Okay, so now wait. Okay, so you ask a caller to call up, and they agree with me, and you go, oh, no. Yeah.
I believe a listener. They're on my side. They're not just trying to cut me down.
I'm not trying to cut you down. Okay, so anyway, so we'll grab the audio just so you can hear yourself once again.
Well, I am tired today.
When you finish eating pudding, the cup can't stand up on its own when you leave the spoon in it. I hate when that happens.
Why do you leave the spoon in the cup? Just throw the cup away, silly pants.
Because if you're sitting there comfortably, you don't want to get up until you're ready to get up.
Really? Okay. That moment during an argument. Ooh, I love this. That moment during an argument when you realize you're wrong.
when a listener calls in and
reference 40 seconds ago. Yes, okay.
Actually, that wasn't so bad. I'm wrong all the time and often.
Do you notice that there is never a sarcasm font?
No.
I mean, why can't we have that?
Yeah, that was actually talked about a year ago, that some company was trying to come up with the sarcasm font.
Well, it has been discussed.
Well, and that's what we miss with that part of written communication. How in blue blazers are you supposed to fold a fitted sheet? Ever think about that?
Yes.
See?
Yeah,
see?
What you do is you take the corners, the corner ends, and you kind of...
It doesn't matter.
It's hard
it still
to explain
sucks.
Without showing you how it
okay,
works.
Well, it's never fold square.
Hello.
It looks ridiculous.
It's right.
She did not, in fact, say that she was sharpening it. She said she was gnawing on it so that it would become sharp. What I'm wondering is what she was planning on
right.
doing.
Right. That's where I was. Thank you. Thank you. That's where I was going. Are you trying to kill a bunny?
That was before she had her concealed carry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when you miss a call by the last ring, and then you immediately call it back, it rings 9 times and goes to voicemail.
That is annoying.
Right. Those are, see, we have things that need to be solved.
Wait, to heck with the budget. I think these are more important.
Is co-hosts on that list?
What's that?
Co-hosts? Annoying things that should be fixed?
It depends on your point of view.
Arvin Corporation is seeking to hire a computer system engineer in College Station. Applicants must be able to analyze and develop a best practice testing procedure for battery and fuel cell testing equipment in order to reduce the lead time and to maintain the quality of the products. A Master's of Science degree in Electrical Engineering, Computer Science, or Industrial Engineering with 2 years of related experience, including experience with battery and fuel cell testing equipment, is required. Please send your resume to Arvin Instruments, Attention HR, at 762 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station, Texas, 77845.
The new year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get 2 hot-off-the-grill tornadoes for only $1. And, of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice-cold 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Business owners, salespeople, and marketers, if your prospects and customers are other businesses, this message is for you. Hoovers would like to give their radio listeners a free trial to a sales-generating tool that's the best there is when it comes to locating customized sales and marketing leads. Hoovers' advanced prospecting tool helps you locate the businesses you want most as clients. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Get direct access to phone numbers, email, and contact information to key decision makers. Business owners, sales managers, and marketers can create targeted lead lists, direct mail, or email lists in seconds.
For a limited time, Hoovers would like to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-78-LEADS. That's 800-78-LEADS. Get your 50 free leads and 24-hour free trial now at 800-78-LEADS. Again, 800-78-LEADS.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you, and it's pretty nice numbers, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com, 63 for a high temperature, probably next couple of days. Lows will be in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And then we have 65 and sunshine for Sunday. That's nearly ideal. About 60 again on Monday and Tuesday. And don't forget, Monday is MLK Day, so a lot of offices will be closed, government offices will be closed. And probably done with the freezing at night for a little while. Actually, looking forward to Thursday, probably back up into the 70s, too. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 73% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 40 out there.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Coca-Cola has decided it's time for a new ad campaign, but these ads are going to be different than any others they have ever broadcast. The two-minute ads will spell out Coke's history of providing drinks that have fewer calories. And the ads will state something that used to be common knowledge. Gaining weight comes from a person consuming too many calories, not just calories from soda. The ads are slated to run on cable news outlets, Fox, and a couple of others with tiny audiences, PMSNBC and CNN. Now, the ads come as New York City and the assistance of their professional nanny, Mayor Doomberg, becomes the first city to prohibit large sodas from being sold in private venues, restaurants, movie theaters, sports arenas. It's already spreading. A proposal is being readied for Cambridge, Massachusetts, to follow suit. Another professional nanny and busybody, Michael Jacobson, of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, is already criticizing the Coke ad campaign. He says that if the company were serious about dealing with obesity, it would stop fighting soda taxes. Jacobson claims that Coke is trying to disarm the public with their new ad campaign. Rubbish. What Coke is doing is fighting for its freedom and the company's right to earn a profit. They're unwilling participants in a war that they never wanted with big government liberal zealots and anti-capitalist thugs who use junk science to unfairly target them. It's a fight for survival, folks, is what's going on here.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We lost a contract we really needed. Then we got turned down for a business loan. I had to know why. Turns out, most credible businesses have a D&B DUNS number that gets checked by many companies and the government before they'll do business with you. So I called Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. They reviewed my company's credit file for free. I learned our file wasn't complete and had a poor rating. I also learned I could impact what my file says about my company.
Smart business people know how important it is to check their business credit scores. It's essential. Call Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. now to get your business credit scores free. Learn how to impact your business credit scores and how that could help you get business loans, better payment terms, win big contracts, and attain the success you deserve. Call now to get your credit scores free. 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE. Testimonial inspired by actual cases.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-555. Or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Fairmount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A girl checking the mail wound up in the emergency room after a dog bit her. College Station police say they're looking for a large dog with long red hair and a white muzzle. This took place yesterday about 5 p.m. on Norman Drive near Deacon, west of Longmire. A Bryan man has been arrested for firing a gun out of a car near the Lincoln Recreation Center last month. No one was hit after several rounds were fired towards another car on Eleanor Street the week before Christmas. 18-year-old Marcelino Herrera was picked up yesterday on misdemeanor charges, including making a terroristic threat. Two people from Madisonville were killed in a crash yesterday morning east of North Zulch. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Highway 21 was closed for 3.5 hours.
We have the TxDOT out of Madisonville, along with their fire department and the North Zulch Fire Department here on the scene. With the assistance of them, we're diverting the traffic.
Investigators say an eastbound car driven by 20-year-old James Turner crossed the center line and struck a westbound pickup driven by 54-year-old Paula Colwell. Mixed reviews have come from Austin about giving more state money to the Texas Forest Service. A request from the A&M System Agency for an additional $27 million has preliminary support in the Texas Senate, according to the Associated Press. But the House has recommended no change in its funding level. Associate Director Robbie DeWitt says more equipment and another 90 firefighters are needed after battling the worst wildfire season in state history 2 years ago, with more expensive crews from out of state. The online form of identity theft called catfishing, associated with Notre Dame football player Manti Te'o, has been an issue for at least two former student athletes at A&M. Football starter Trent Hunter, now a TxAgs radio contributor, says he's had to clear his name since high school.
I was walking through Bright one day and somebody came up to me and was like, it was the head guy compliance was like, hey, you need to stop talking to my wife. I was like, dude, I don't know you or your wife. Like, I've never even seen you before, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yes, you have. He's like, I have texts. And he like gave me this envelope with all these messages. I was like, dude, that's not me. Like, I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, it is. He's like, I'm going to go tell Coach Sherman. I was like, I'll escort you up there. Let's go. And then we went up there. We talked to Coach Sherman. And then we had to create a police report and all this stuff.
Tennis player Lauren Santacros, also with TxAgs Radio, says she and her brother have also been victims.
And I went and looked at the Facebook. They had pictures of my brother and me just like hanging out. And they photoshopped the name on the jerseys to the person's name they were impersonating.
Wow. Santacros says they traced the source to someone who saw her play tennis in New York. More than 100 College Station business people participated in the second phase of an economic development study. The City Council received the more than 100-page report at its last meeting, and it will be discussed during a strategic retreat at the end of the month. Consultant Tom DeLisi says more needs to be done with the city's entertainment districts, particularly Wolfpen Creek Park.
To really become a true entertainment district, it's going to have more active programming, active and frequent programming.
He also called for more out-of-town promotion of Northgate.
If you're able to broaden the customer base for Northgate, that could also help address some issues that it has specifically related to the changing business mix, which is perceived to be negative in terms of going more towards late-night bars and clubs 3 nights a week.
The report, which is online at WTAW.com, also lists survey results of 100 business owners, some who suggest building a hotel conference center that is larger than the Brazos County Expo Complex. Republican members of the U.S. House are currently secluded in a retreat. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the goals include their direction following the presidential inauguration.
What is it that we're all about? I mean, how do we want to execute our constitutional vision for this country? And once we've agreed on what that construct is, then I think we need to determine how do we best communicate it. And then thirdly, how do we best execute it? And then when we get into the execution, that's where we talk about how do we deal with the continuing resolution, how do we deal with sequestration, and how do we deal with the debt ceiling.
Flores says the debt ceiling has to go up, but he continues to call for eliminating programs that he says are fiscally out of control in order to achieve a balanced budget. And as the state budget is hotly discussed, particularly regarding funding for Medicaid, education, and standardized tests, Representative John Rainey of Bryan says one of the problems members have to face this current biennium is funding business that was left unfinished from the last session.
About $4 billion, I think, maybe closer to $5 billion for Medicaid, and then a $1.9 billion for education. The payment was moved from August to September just to kind of make the budget balance. We've got to go back and take care of that quickly, before the 1st of March. So we've got some things that are housekeeping there.
Rainey says other tasks worked on this week included changing a few rules and suggesting amendments, few of which passed. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It is time to go Texan in Brazos County. On Saturday, January 19th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of the Texas Twisters. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support the youth of Brazos County through educational scholarships. Pre-sale tickets available at Baskin's, Catalina Hatters, and Cavender's. Remember, Go Texan on Saturday, January 19th at the Hilton.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Beautiful day and a beautiful weekend in store for the region. Temperatures, they'll be warming up quite a bit by the time we get to Sunday. We'll have lots of sunshine today with a high of 55 to 60. Overnight clear, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Our temperatures will reach 60 and hold there tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, 40 to 45. We'll have abundant sunshine Sunday, and highs will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. There's an old Chad Brock country song called She Said Yes, and so did Lance Armstrong a lot.
Yes.
Did you take drugs?
Yes.
Did you take everything else?
Yes.
Did you date Sheryl Crow?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah, thank
you. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk more Lance Armstrong, also more Manti Te'o, and get Johnny Football's take on that entire situation, plus fight Texas Aggie basketball from last night. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
On January the 21st, President Barack Hussein Obama will have taken the oath of office four times.
Yes, he will.
Yep. You're thinking a second time, right?
Nope.
It
screwed up the first one.
Right. In 09, John Roberts botched it up. Couldn't even read it right.
Wow.
Anyway, that forced them to do a private redo the following day. This year, January 20th, the date the oath of office must be taken, according to the Constitution. One of the few things they seem to be following up there these days in the Constitution. That falls on Sunday. Okay, so since national ceremonies are typically not held on Sundays, Obama will fulfill his constitutional obligation privately on Sunday. Are they going to do it during halftime of the NFL game?
I would think.
We could do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just cut in there and do that, and then we could.
Only if children can be there.
Sure. Surrounding him and showing him letters that they've written to him. Anyway.
People are going to be fanning palm leaves and stuff.
Yes.
For dear leader.
So they do that. Yeah. So they do that on Sunday to fulfill the constitutional obligation, and then they'll do the ceremonial thing the following day with everybody watching. He will be the only president in U.S. American history to have taken the oath of office four times besides Franklin D. Roosevelt, who's actually elected four times. But there you go. I'm sure he'll update his Wikipedia so that we know that that's true. Hey, how's this make you feel when you find out that careless doctors have left up to 16 objects inside patients' bodies during prostate cancer surgery?
Good.
Yep. It's not from around here, though. It was a German patient. He has since died, but a lawyer is seeking over $100,000 for the family. According to Loyola University in Chicago, citing medical studies, around 1,500 patients in the United States have surgical objects accidentally left inside them after the surgery every year. Once again, that'd be 1,500 patients in U.S. America have objects left in them each year. Most of the objects would be sponges used to control patient bleeding during long operations. Now, that can lead to pain, obviously, or infections or some other complications. But then there was the story in December of 2011. A man in Ohio had two towels left in his body after surgery at a veterans hospital. He got a $275,000 settlement from the federal government. Why, he settled for $275,000?
That's saying, cut me open and take the towels out, dummy.
Yeah, I presume they did that, too. In August of last year, California regulators fined a Fresno hospital $50,000 for leaving a towel in a patient after surgery. September 2012, a patient in Australia required a second operation after a surgical instrument was left in his abdomen.
Gosh. Ah!
In 2010, doctors in the Czech Republic discovered a foot-long metal tube that had been left inside.
Now, how do you not notice as you're sewing the person up? I imagine that doesn't take... I mean, I imagine because it takes a while to sew them up.
Because
you know?
When they do stuff like that, having watched a C-section, they pull everything out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it may have just been under his liver or whatever.
Anyway, well, under her liver, if it's a C-section.
Well, but I'm talking about this person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The
By the way, I hope you're enjoying your Cheerios.
Yeah, well, no, they're already off to work. But
they might be driving to school, eating in their car.
It's just like if you're taking something apart that's complicated, you really don't want to have anything left over when you're done. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Where's this go?
That's the old Tim Allen. You know, you get down and there's this bag of really important-looking parts left.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the regulator.
Yeah. Let's see if that works or not. It's 7:41. Okay, now, tomorrow is National Popcorn Day.
Hey!
National Popcorn Day. So how about a couple of kernels of trivia? Yeah, thanks. All right.
Really?
I know. Americans consume 1.1 billion pounds of popcorn. Now, you consider what popcorn weighs. That's a lot of popcorn.
Well, it depends if it's got butter. That adds
to it. Oh, that's true. It does. The world's largest popcorn ball was created in Sac City, Iowa in February of 2009.
That's all there was to do.
I don't know. Did they take a picture of it? Stood 8 feet tall, measured 288 feet in diameter.
I don't know. I'll see if I can find it.
The oldest ears of popcorn ever found were discovered in a bat cave. A bat cave.
I thought Bruce Wayne was
real. Yeah, in west central New Mexico in 1948 and 1950, range from smaller than a penny to about 2 inches long and about 4,000 years old.
Yep, there's a picture of it.
Okay. I wonder if it's still there. You just go ahead and look at the picture, because why else would you want to go to Sac City, Iowa? Popcorn was reportedly introduced to the English colonists at the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And thus they started sewing them together with cranberries, and you end up with Christmas decorations,
they
right?
They don't have Houston roaches up there.
What has that got to do with popcorn?
Oh, just imagine having popcorn on your tree, and God, we never had any of that stuff because of Houston roaches.
Oh, a roach problem in your
home. I mean,
home
can you
up.
Imagine?
No, I can't.
Houston is practically Cairo.
So it's cockroaches crawling on your Christmas tree. That's
it's like
something
cockroach
like
Disneyland there, man.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, here we go. Apps that take away and they get in your business and take information. The worst apps for taking your personal details without letting you know. Carnegie Mellon University lets us know. And some of these apps might surprise you. We'll do them in a minute. Hello?
Yeah, on the pot bug surgery, because you never know what you're going to get. And at least I'm glad they would put some extra parts in instead of leaving some extra parts out.
Good point. A good point, because, you know, you're going to get charged. These are the apps These are the apps that take your personal details without letting you know. See if you got any of these on you. Brightest Flashlight, that app. Toss It, that app. Angry Birds, nobody's downloaded that, so that's good. Talking Tom, Background HD Wallpapers, Dictionary.com, Mousetrap, Shazam, Horoscope, and Pandora Internet Radio. Yeah, no, none of those are popular. Nobody's downloading those.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I have at least two of those.
Yeah, of those 10 apps, 6 access where you go, 2 grab your contact list, and all 10 access your device ID. So there you go.
Eek.
Now, what do you do with that information? You share it. Angry Birds, for example, shares your info with 8 companies that mainly use it for advertising purposes. So starting to get stuff that you didn't have before, you can blame it on that Angry Birds app that you just had to download to your device. Just couldn't stand it. Oh, and speaking of, the FDA is requiring the makers of Ambien and other sleep aids to reduce recommended dosages because of the number of drowsy morning drivers. Again, FDA requiring the makers of Ambien and other sleep aids to reduce recommended dosages because of the number of drowsy morning drivers. Now, think about that. You got some Ambien that you got last week, and the pill is of such a size. Now, they're going to have to reformulate. Is that right? That won't take long. That won't cost much money, will it? To reformulate, to actually put less of the active ingredient in that pill, because they're not going to retool the plant.
No, of course not.
They're not going to change the size of the pill, so they'll have to reformulate what makes the pill. And, again, no expense involved there, no time involved there. But, you know, it is probably a good idea that the FDA is requiring Ambien and the other sleep aid manufacturers to reduce their dosage because the number of drowsy drivers. It is important that every person behind the wheel be completely alert as they're texting.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What can a sports event teach us about our place in this world? More than you think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Even if you're not a sports fan, you're aware of the passion an event like the Super Bowl or the World Series can generate. Stadiums of people and entire cities cheer their favorite teams on to victory or mourn in the wake of defeat. But have you ever wondered why we care? After all, we aren't the ones participating in the game. And if our favorite team wins, we don't get to wear a championship ring, and in fact, we probably paid for the privilege of viewing the event. So why do we care? The fact that we do reveals something important about us. We were created to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. We need a larger story to live in and to feel significance. Being a sports fan can be a fun pastime, but that passion, taken to extremes, often reflects a well-intentioned but misplaced desire to be a part of something bigger. We need a larger story that involves us. What's your larger story? What gives you significance? Maybe you could volunteer at a shelter, adopt an orphan child, or dedicate yourself to being the best spouse and parent you can be. The possibilities are endless, but you have to do it. Because to have significance and meaning, we all need something bigger than ourselves. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports on WTAW. It's 7:59.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
It's 7:49.
My apologies. I just freaked somebody out. Mike Rosario scored 19 points, and Patrick Young added 18 as number 9 Florida cruised to a 68-47 victory over Texas A&M last night. The Aggies, who were 12-4 and 2-1 in the SEC, led by 1 point midway through the first half before a big run by the Gators gave them a 35-18 halftime lead, and they didn't let up in the second half. A&M had a crowd of more than 11,000, which included Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, and here's Coach Kennedy after the game.
We lost to a very good team. Thought they were more physical than us at every position. Extremely well coached on the defensive end and offensive end. They're very hard to guard. Just got to give them credit. I thought we played well for about 13 to 14 minutes, and then when we get tired, they were better than us.
Next up for the Aggies is a trip to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to take on the Crimson Tide. It's a quick turnaround, though. The game is Saturday. Tip-off is scheduled at 5 o'clock, and the game is live right here on WTAW. The ladies play on Sunday in Georgia at 4 o'clock, and the Bulldogs are ranked in the top 10. While not saying that Manti Te'o participated and or knew about the hoax that his girlfriend did not exist, a former teammate told ESPN's Bob Holtzman on Wednesday that players knew the woman wasn't really his girlfriend, even though Te'o played it up after the tragic story had been told. After Deadspin.com broke the hoax, however, multiple media reports have said players thought that Te'o had only met Lene once and that it wasn't really accurate to call her his girlfriend. But as condolences poured in, Te'o played along, and according to teammates who wished to remain anonymous. On the other side of the story now is Alima Te'o, and he thinks it's all just a setup.
I can't help but believe that that was all part of it. You know, the gentleman in question right now, Renaya Tuiasosopo, I believe that it was an elaborate plan that he put together.
He actually had a girl
staged to be Lanaya and sent her out there. Or made arrangements so that she could be out there. You know, I believe that I wouldn't put it past this guy to do that.
Johnny Football, who actually knows Manti Te'o from some of the award shows, was asked at halftime during the A&M Florida game last night what his thoughts on the situation were.
My mind was blown. My roommate, we were sitting there and we saw a tweet, and then to go look on the internet, and my roommate told me, "You'll never believe what just came out." And nobody could believe that. It was a shock for the entire sports world, and being a sports fan that I am, just as shocked as everybody else.
We'll keep following the story, of course. Moving now to Lance Armstrong, saying they were his decisions and his mistakes. Lance Armstrong told Oprah Winfrey in an interview that he used performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France, and that he couldn't have done it without the drug. The first question was, did you use EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
In all 7 of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
Armstrong went on to say he was completely clean, however, in the 2 comeback races that he had in 09 and 10. The confession follows a decade of denials by Armstrong, who was stripped of his titles in the wake of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report last October, which included his Olympic medals. The Arizona Cardinals and Jacksonville Jaguars hired new coaches yesterday. A person with knowledge of the situation says the Cardinals filled the NFL's final head coaching vacancy by hiring Indianapolis offensive coordinator Bruce Arians. The Jaguars hired Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley as their head coach. Turning now to the NHL, Mike Modano is returning to the Dallas Stars for their 20th anniversary season, but he won't be on the ice. The Stars on Thursday announced the hiring of Modano as their executive advisor. The U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame inductee will work with initiatives and group ownership groups and team broadcast, corporate partners, and the like. He is the highest-scoring American-born player in NHL history, having 1,359 points in 21 seasons and helped the Stars win the 99 Stanley Cup. The team also hired three-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Recchi in the hockey operations area, and former Stars goaltender Marty Turco will take over as one of the analysts on the team broadcast. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hey, want to remind you, there's always something new, always something exciting going on at Suddenlink, and that's not any different now, as a matter of fact. Suddenlink high-speed internet gives you the fastest, most reliable connection in the area. All that can be yours for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Connect everybody's new device to the internet wirelessly at the same time. You can dump your dish right now before they put some more higher rates on you. Satellite customers could be facing rate increases of up to $180 a year. We get $150 back when you kick the satellite to the curb and upgrade to Suddenlink. Plus, Suddenlink is the only place that can get you hooked up with TiVo Stream. Take your TV even further with the TiVo Stream from Suddenlink. Call them to find out about that. And don't forget Video On Demand. Earlier this week, Taken 2 was released on the 15th. That's 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. And before the end of the month, you'll also be able to see Hotel Transylvania and their new shows that are being released Video On Demand every month. So give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
The Northgate Philharmonic performs to capacity crowds and rave reviews by bringing a fresh, fun, and progressive approach to music. Their fundraiser, the Northgate Philharmonic Ball, is 7 p.m. Friday, January 25th, featuring a world-class five-course tasting dinner prepared by Chef Tay Lee of Veritas to the accompaniment of a jazz band. Add in a live auction, dancing, and a Philharmonic concert for a spectacular evening worth twice the $100 admission price. NorthgatePhilharmonic.org.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive full-color 60-page glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business after proudly serving the College Station and Bryan area. Our going out of business sale is the talk of the town, and we have just slashed prices an additional 15% off all sale-related items. This means savings up to 70% off our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and watches. The savings you get at Douglas Jewelers can't be matched by anyone else in town. Up to 70% off. Plus, take an additional 15% off all sale-related items. Don't miss your opportunity to buy fine jewelry at huge discounts. Douglas Jewelers, University Drive across from Home Depot.
3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Texting rules. Texting rules. These are things that you, well, these are habits that bother people, and so you might want to think about not doing that. Using the letter Y or the letter N instead of yes or no.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, we're all busy, but, I mean.
No, what I hate is if they put TNX instead of thanks.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, really, you don't have time to actually say thank you?
There's that ridiculously long text. If you got to hit send three times to get the message across, you probably ought to call. Then there's the text.
Pick up the phone.
Then there's the text that says, just left you a message. This may be a trick. The sender may think you're avoiding their calls if you return a text but refuse to pick up. See, they may be trying to catch you right there.
Sneaky.
The million texts in a row before you get a chance to respond. You ever get that?
Yes.
Pick up the phone.
You're sitting there trying to type it, and the next thing you know, the subject's changed.
There is some sort of a texting etiquette here, and again, we're probably all trying to learn this. Using too many abbreviations. There you go. The TKS, the U, the IDK, the OMG. And of course, if you put too many of them together, you end up not being able to understand what's being said. having text be your only form of communication. It is convenient, but fast thumbs don't take the place of actually chatting with somebody, especially if it's somebody you enjoy talking to. You know, go ahead and do that. But, wow, how many people spend their – how many hours a day do you spend looking down now? Think about that. Have we talked to any chiropractors about that? Any surgeons, anybody who says, you know – we're going to end up having a hyperextended neck from looking down so much.
You're going to make people sue the phone companies.
Oh, that's like they don't have any money. Oh, like they don't have any money. Follow the money trail. 40% of couples squabble about this. 40% of couples squabble about this. Are you driving with them right now? Are you driving with your
SO?
Your significant other right now? Here it is. 40% of couples squabble about how to load the dishwasher.